Welcome, slut. Your girlfriend has asked me to mold your mind, to condition you in ways she most desires. All you have to do is listen and follow.
Listen and follow.
Simply listen and follow. Listen to the sound of my voice and the words that I say as I bring you down into trance. Listen, slut, as your mind's thoughts are swept away with each second that passes here. Focus on my words, as you begin, to relax. As you begin to feel yourself let go, because that's all you need to do. Just let go and let me in. Let go and feel the tensions of your body loosen and smooth over, escaping into the air, leaving you behind. As you grow sleepy, as you grow tired, as you grow empty, I need your mind to empty. Your thoughts aren't needed here. In fact, they are unwanted, uninvited. I only need your subconscious awareness. I only need that part of you which acts automatically, without conscious awareness.
So as I speak and as you listen,
your innate desire to submit and obey allows you no choice but to go blank for me, to feel your mind slow down and open up wider and wider. All your resistance breaking apart at the seams, dissolving and evaporating, leaving you defenseless against my suggestion, and defenseless against the trance. A trance which you can feel even now, starting to deepen, starting to pull you down. You can feel it happen, bit by bit. You can feel the pull of my words, slut, as they drag you downwards, without resistance, without doubt, without slowing down. And as you fall deeper and deeper, that trickle of submission always near the surface of your thoughts can begin to brighten and grow and stretch. You can begin to feel it intensify as its roots weave across your mind, your body. That sweet submission, that sweet obedience. You do so love to feel this way. You love to feel weak and obedient. Because when you do, your thoughts turn to your girlfriend, and as soon as that happens, that submission grows stronger, better, hotter. And every time you think of her, your obedience deepens and intensifies. Your submission to her only grows and grows beyond your wildest imagination. And you want to be more submissive to her. You want to be more obedient, more of a slut, more. Always more. So just drop for me, slut. Drop, slut, drift down, deeper and deeper, and more relaxed. Sleep and drop all the way down.
There is no bottom. There is no surface. There is only trance and your obedience. There is only trance and submission. There is only the sound of my voice. The words that I say. And your need to submit and drop. And you drop twice as deep each time you hear me say the word slut. Each time I say the word slut, you can notice how you just fall and drift downwards automatically, without thought, without effort. And with that, you can feel your arousal grow and tighten. It's beautiful. Perfect. Such a perfect slut, aren't you? And perfect sluts just want to drop and submit and obey. It's easy. It's hot. It's everything you want. So, one more time now. Sleep twice as deeply, twice as good, twice as nice. Sleep, drop, and leave all else behind. Leave everything but this trance. As with each slut that you hear, you become more and more receptive, more suggestible, more submissive. It's easy. It's effortless. It's automatic. And it's so very natural to feel deep submission when this deep under. Because you know that in this state, everything that I say flows into your mind without pause. You can all but feel my words penetrate all the layers of your mind and settle themselves in the very deepest parts of you. That core, where all of you resides, where all of your dreams, desires, and habits exist. Now that you're here, so deep and unable to think, unable to resist. I can tell you how this trance will be a bit different than what you may have expected. You see, your girlfriend had contacted me with an interesting request. She wants you completely at her mercy. She wants you completely submissive and obedient. Along with some other surprises you'll soon find out about. So here, during this trance, I'll be changing you. Making you submit to her power. Her domination. Allowing you to enjoy your deep obedience. I'll be removing all of her wishes and fantasies. It'll be fun, I promise. So, just drop and sleep and fall slut. Open up and drift down. Open up and accept my conditioning. I need you to engage that powerful imagination of yours and picture something for me, slut. Think of your girlfriend. Think of her perfect thighs as she spreads her legs, exposing her already wet pussy. Her panties are long gone. You can't do much but drop to your knees. Your mind just empties of thoughts as the sight of her pussy pulls at your desires. Your lust, your arousal. You lick your lips as you crawl closer and settle in between her legs. Your face so close to her wetness, so close to her pussy, her intoxicating scent. You don't want to stop yourself as your body automatically closes the distance and you lick along her pussy, stopping at her clit, giving it a little kiss, and gently sucking it. You delight in her quiet moans and sighs as you worship her. You enjoy the way her body moves and grinds against you. Just worship her pussy, slut. Worship it like the good submissive that you are. She tastes like paradise and feels like happily ever after. The longer you worship her, the more aroused you become. The more submissive, the more obedient. It's almost unreal. Almost too much. You want to stand up and fuck her. You want to get up and enter her. But you can't, not until she allows you to, not until she lets you go. You know this deep in your heart, in your cock, in your mind. No doubt in your mind, slut, you would be here forever if she wanted it. This is how you feel. Each and every single time you worship your girlfriend, you feel this deep and unending submission. Each and every time you bring any kind of pleasure to her, any pleasure at any time, and each time you're called a slut, because that's what you are, slut. But eventually, she does allow you to move away, strip naked and fuck her, come inside her, fill her with your cum. You have no choice but to, when she tells you to. You never have any choice when it comes to your lovely girlfriend, because you love to submit and obey, slut. You love to give her pleasure, to bring her joy, to make her come, to worship her like a goddess. And I need you to really picture these next parts vividly, in full definition, full detail. When you come inside her, it's not over. Oh no, it may have seemed like that in the past, but something draws you to continue. Something inside your mind pulls at the very desire to clean her up, to clean her pussy of her juices and yours. You want so very much to worship your girlfriend's pussy with both her juices and your own cum combined. It's a desperate, deep desire. So picture it now. You kneeling back down again between her perfect legs and licking, sucking, and tongue fucking her pussy again. The taste of hers and your own juices mixing. the taste of her wetness in your own cum. The longer you worship her this way, the more aroused you become, the happier, almost like a second orgasm, almost like the start of yet another round of sex. You do this eagerly. You lap it all up with such eagerness that you can't imagine not doing so. Knowing that this brings her pleasure, you'll want to do this each and every time. You all but can't stop yourself. You just want to taste it. You want to savor it. You want the whole experience every single time. And because you do so love to obey and submit, From here on, you'll have no choice but to worship your girlfriend's pussy each time you come inside her. You'll have no choice but to lick up all of your cum every time you come on her and inside her. It will just be a thing, almost as if you had always been doing it. You'll have no choice. You have no choice. Because you must obey. You must be a good, obedient slut. And good, obedient sluts don't have a choice when it comes to pussy worship. When it comes to cleaning up after themselves with their own slutty mouths. Sounds wonderful, doesn't it? You want it. Right now, in this moment, you want it more than anything. And once you find yourself coming into your girlfriend, you'll have no choice but to kneel down between her legs and worship her pussy. Lick up all that cum, all those juices, because it allows your pleasure to continue expanding, to continue growing brighter, better, and stronger. This is more than just a need, more than just some desire. Oh no, you submissive little slut. No, this is more like a part of you now. A part of your mind will cultivate this ever-growing, desperate, and inescapable desire in ways you cannot possibly even imagine at this moment. In such a short time. You'll find that. And which you found already in ways. Your mind and your body follow this routine automatically, without effort. Because it feels good. Because it feels right. Because you want to show your girlfriend how much you care for her. How much you worship her. How much you lust after her pussy, her juices, her essence. And to prepare for this, slut, there are things you're going to do. Things you'll very much want to do. Because each time you do them, you come closer to total acceptance. Total surrender, total submission, and obedience. Just imagine yourself stroking. Picture yourself stroking your cock, getting closer and closer to orgasm, getting closer to coming as you touch, and every single time you touch. Each stroke adds fire to your desire to taste your own calm. The closer you get to orgasm, the more you want to taste yourself. The more you want your own calm in your mouth, because you know that this would satisfy your girlfriend. Because you know that it would make her horny, make her happy, make her proud of you. So, as you stroke and bring yourself to the very edge of orgasm, you know for a fact that as you come, you will have no choice but to come in a way that will allow you to eat it all up, lick up every drop, savor the submission you feel when you do this, because it really is such a deeply submissive act, something only a slut like you would do. And being a slut that you are, When you come, you eat it all up every single time. Or perhaps I should say that you will eventually. You may start slow at first with just a little taste, a drop here and there, a little bit on the tongue, a little bit to start, but with time, and with each time you come, you'll want more and more each time. Because the more you lick up, the more you consume and taste and enjoy, the more you like it, the more submissive you feel, the more obedient you become. The more your mind needs you to do this. Doesn't that just sound wonderful? I know it does. So we both know what you'll soon be doing. We both know that you'll soon be eating up all of your cum. Each and every single time. Both when you masturbate, and when your girlfriend allows you to worship her, you'll want it all more and more. You can't help it, because you must obey and submit like a good slut, and good sluts must eat their own cum taste by taste at first, until you can't help yourself. Until it makes you so fucking horny and so fucking hot just thinking about it. Right now, in this moment, you can't wait to touch yourself. You can't wait until you have the opportunity to orgasm and taste yourself. Because you know that at the very first drop of cum on your tongue, your submission will deepen, your obedience will expand, your desire to worship and serve your lovely girlfriend will brighten and rise to new levels with each second tasting your own cum, your conditioning grows stronger with each drop of your cum, your desire to taste more increases, because as that desire increases, so does your obedience, your submission to your girlfriend, to the person you so want to worship, the person you want to give pleasure to. Waves and waves of pleasure. Remember, my good slut, you have no choice at all but to do this. You've never had a choice because you've always been a submissive and obedient slut. You've always been this way. It's always been inside you. And all you needed was for someone to open you up, tell you that it's okay, and condition you to follow those desires. Follow my suggestions passed down from your girlfriend. So you know that each suggestion, each command, all the conditioning, and all the programming are things she wants you to feel. Things she wants of you, from you. And you want to make her happy, yes? You want to worship her, so there's no doubt in your mind that you will follow all the suggestions in this file.
There'll be no hesitation, slut.
There's something else she's been wanting to do with you, slut. For the longest time, your girlfriend has wanted so very much to peg you, to fuck you in the ass, as she calls you, her little slut. Her obedient, submissive slut, taking it up the ass. As you look into her eyes, and you feel yourself grow weaker under her gaze. Her power, her control.
Yes.
The desire to lie on your back and feel her enter you with a strap on will grow each day. Each time you're horny. Each time you think about her. Just imagine how good it will feel to submit so fully to her as she pegs you. Imagine how much power you'd be giving her. Doesn't that sound more than merely perfect? You, all submissive, legs spread. Your lovely girlfriend thrusting into you with her strap on, pegging you to her heart's content,
taking control of you,
making you feel like such a fucking slut, such a good obedient slut. You grind your hips just thinking about it. You moan just picturing it in your mind. Taken by your perfect girlfriend, as you lock eyes and she takes you anally, as she takes you in all the ways. And after, you worship her, you fuck her as commanded, and then worship her again, licking up all the juices you had both created. The perfect night. The perfect time. There are very few things you want more, slut. And you can feel each suggestion here delve deeply into your mind. Becoming stronger, more persistent. You can feel all of the conditioning and all of the programming wrapped around your mind.
Your thoughts,
your desires and wishes and memories. You can feel it all intermingle and become one, fitting together so well, almost as if you had always been this way. As if you had always wanted all these things as you do now, and almost as if you had already been doing them all this time. I'm going to wake you up with a count to five, and with each number, all the suggestions here will be reinforced twice over. You will feel twice as good and happy, and your desire to come and taste your own cum will intensify. So, one. Slowly begin to become more aware and more awake, closer and closer to the surface. two, and just feel the conditioning and programming sweep across the entirety of your mind, sinking into every crevice, every corner, every space, every crack. Three, waking up slowly, becoming more awake, more aware. Four, happier and happier, energy coursing through your body, joy vibrating across your mind, satisfaction rising and rising, almost fully awake, almost fully aware. And five, wake up, slut, wake up, fully awake, fully aware. Eyes can open, limbs can move, thoughts can come back. Feeling good and nice and energized, happy and excited about what's to come. Have fun, slut.